Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. Despite the Deutsche Bank saga, and I guess this is still filling up the airwaves, Citibank is recommending a buy on European banks, saying they're quite cheap now. Do you agree with this?
I think they're a little bit too early. And why I say that is the return on equities, the ROEs, are so low and below their cost of capital, so they deserve to be trading at a discount to book value. You know, book value, I believe, there's a likelihood it's probably overstated, not only with Deutsche Bank, but of many European banks, because they never really took the write-downs or repaired the balance sheets that the U.S., for instance, did and the U.K. has done after the financial crisis. So I think it's early.
And what you say is pretty true as well, because Deutsche Bank has failed the U.S. stress test a couple of times. What's your view on whether Deutsche Bank is the next Lehman and whether it would trigger a financial crisis, the next financial crisis?
Well, their derivatives book is quite large. And I think that given that, you have to be somewhat concerned. Is it a Lehman? I'm not quite sure. You have to excuse the no background noise here.
No problem.
I'm not so sure I'd make that call, but I do think that I think it does show that the financial markets are anything but more stable after 08. But really, I think the epicenter here looks to be Europe.
Now, also, I guess under discussion right now is that $14 billion fine by the Department of Justice. And Deutsche Bank has come out to say that they actually would not pay potentially that fine. Could they technically lose their banking license in the U.S.?
You know, technically they could, but I think it'd be pretty harsh treatment. I mean, the way these fines have been levied and what they've been doing with these fines, and the mere fact that it's quite obvious Deutsche Bank cannot afford to pay it, I think that would be pretty, perhaps, say, unduly harsh.
And back in the U.S., we saw that jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 249,000. I know that it's the very short term, but what are your thoughts on the market now ahead of two key events in November, the FOMC meeting, and a week later, the presidential elections?
Well, I think it's becoming quite clear here that, you know, rate hike is in the offing, that's for sure. I don't think the employment situation really states the true picture. I think it overstates the health. And I think as far as the election goes, there's anything but certainty there. So I think they're worth watching. But my guess is that coming into the election, because I think that, let's say, the powers that be, not that I'm a conspiracist, but they would like to see the current continuation with Hillary Clinton, that I would suspect we're going to see pretty good employment numbers coming into the election. And I do think that along with that, we'll raise the specter of, you know, an imminent Fed rate hike. And then I think that can set the whole cascade of events that maybe we saw a year ago.
And everyone is also talking about the rate hike coming at least once this year. But do you think that in the next November FOMC meeting, which comes 1 week before the presidential election, will there be some kind of shocker that the Fed raises interest rate at that point in time before the elections, possibly spoiling the results of the elections?
Yeah, I think there's about zero chance of that happening. I think the Fed funds market might have that at 10% or 12%, but I think it's very, this Fed's not one to surprise, and especially not one that wants to play any part whatsoever in the electoral process here. So I think the chances are nil, And what's another month since they've waited this long anyway?
And also on the stocks in the U.S., what do you think about the valuations right now?
I think the valuations are extremely expensive. You know, the Shiller, there was his CAPE ratio, I believe, is a 27 versus an average of 20. And I think that even flatters it because of the share buybacks and the low interest rates. So I think valuations here are extremely rich, but more so we're in the so-called defensive sectors or the high dividend-paying sectors. And to me, I think the utility sector above all, which has been coming off but still sharply higher in a year, I think that probably exemplifies what I mean, because people buy these things as bond proxies, and those stocks are trading at a huge premium multiple to the market, which is typically just not doesn't happen. So I think that's where the excess is. I think that's where you probably see the real overvaluation, and that's where the correction will come from.
Thanks so much. That was Tim Mahalan, president of the TJM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!